others who are new to Alaska and new to the area of Indian affairs have asked extremely penetrating questions of a moral nature, intellectual nature, a political nature, a cultural nature, a legal nature. And there are no easy answers to any of these. I'm reminded of what one author said, we not only react to our environment, we in a large measure can create our environment. And I think that this is what is in process here. There's much I could say, but I would ask all of us, natives and others alike, to seize this moment in history and do it right. When we were working on our Menominee restoration, Senator Ted Kennedy came and spoke to one of our meetings, and he said, in reviewing the history of American Indian affairs, there's very little that we can be proud of. But he commended the Menominee people and all others who were working at that time. And I do want to pay recognition to the many who did help us in our effort. We didn't do it alone. He did want to state that the Menominee restoration would be an exception to this, that this would be an example of the American system working to bring about justice. And with the intelligence, the imagination, the dedication, and the commitment that we've heard here, we have another opportunity to make a positive and a lasting contribution in the history of American Indian and Native affairs, a positive one that will bring justice to all.
Thank you. Alma Yupikson? Yes. If you're getting a plane south, you're from the lower 48.
The commission these last 2 weeks and the week to come will be receiving a lot of input, a lot of information from a lot of different areas, and hopefully during the time more ideas, more solutions to some of the issues and problems that have faced the 48 and Alaska would be talked about. And I think much lies ahead as far as brainstorming and creativeness. And I think one point has been made here, which I would reiterate, would be the important idea to keep in mind is the role of attorneys and what role they will play. And I think that has been emphasized this week, and I hope continues to be so.
Ralph Johnson.
I'm impressed by how much I didn't know before I came here and how much I have yet to learn. It's always a very exciting experience. I'm honored to participate in this process and wish the commission the very best of luck on what I feel is an enormously important question that needs to be. This is just the start of something I think that is going to be very, very important, not only in Alaska, but across the country. And I think it's a very, very significant beginning. We're going to hear a lot more about in the future, and I wish you all the very best in that effort. Hope to participate in it.
Yeah. Russell Jim.
Thank you, Mr. Berger. I, too, am very honored to be able to participate in this very historical occasion. I mentioned to Sheldon earlier privately And I will share with you a feeling that I have, and I must confess it was somewhat of pessimism when I first arrived, but now I have this feeling that something can and should and will be done to preserve and protect the cultures that have been mentioned. And the statement I made to Sheldon was that in our language there is a term that says Chaunamwa Biliksa. You are not alone. So the mutual problems we have of the lower 48 and the Alaska Natives are real. Many of the problems that have been discussed here, I'm afraid, have been created by unconfessed design. And the solutions are going to be an uphill battle, but I truly believe that it is necessary to be done. In this scientific revolution, during this recession period, in this, during this overwhelming deficit we have of the federal government, I am reminded again of another warning created under the Carter administration, Global Report Year 2000, a warning in regard to the dwindling resources and the overcrowding that may come. There are estimated 4.5 billion people on the earth today. By the year 2000, there will be 6 billion. And the warnings that are professed can be thwarted, I think. I must qualify that in a sense of a problem of the Yakima again. Many years back, there was an erroneous boundary on the Yakima Reservation which cut off virtually all of the timbered area, which I mentioned earlier was 600,000 acres. And homesteaders were allowed for many years to go in there and build little villages and towns, stores, homes, etc. And eventually the erroneous boundary, after much costly battles in court, was nullified. But the owners of the land were told, you cannot live there, but you still retain ownership of the land. Now, again, we're back to this term of just compensation, which has been the practice of the federal government to throw money at the situation and call it just compensation, which puts the Yakima Nation and many like indigenous peoples back to square one again. Now, if and when we do not heed the warning of Global Report Year 2000, what society, what administration is going to allow in excess of 700,000 acres on the Yakima to remain closed to inhabitants to live on? And when these fee patent lands that are in some of the areas of prime timber, some of the best timber in the world left, these fee patent lands are to remain by virtue of a mistake not of the Yakimas, but of someone else in the perhaps the federal government, then the people that are going to inhabit this earth in excess of 6 billion people are going to be allowed to have first choice at the most prime sites on the Yakima. I wish I had a magical solution for this whole issue, but I have a renewed enlightening feeling. That was the expertise, the feelings of sympathy, and the legal system. This formidable body of law of the United States of America, if it can be adhered to, will and should be carried out for true justice to the indigenous populace. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Konigsberg, I thank you for coming. We include you in our list of guests. Ted Chamberlain from Canada, we thank you for coming. Anything you wish to add? And Kim Gottschalk from National Native American Rights Fund, NARF. Do you wish to add anything, Kim?
I just want to say thank you for the privilege of participating, and that's a thank you for myself and for the Native American Rights Fund, who, of course, has assisted the indigenous peoples of the Lower 48 with their legal problems since 1971, and is equally available to the people of Alaska for what help we can give.
Right, and Joe Jorgensen, you began the discussion on Tuesday, and we invite you to have the last word now, Friday afternoon.
Thank you. One thing that anthropologists have learned working around the world is that all populations everywhere have assigned values to space and place. And Russell Jim, the other day, made very clear what was meant by space and place. And every native speaker here has done the same thing. Space is where you gain your livelihood, the air you breathe, the animals and plants that live on it, the relations between these abiological phenomena and the biological phenomena, including humans. Places are those spots on a space where you bury your dead, where you honor them, where you're married, where you raise your families, where you honor past generations, and you make plans for the future generations. The values that are assigned to space and place are spiritual, they're material, they're perhaps even commodities. What natives have told us again and again and again is that commodity value is not the predominant value assigned to either space or place. That indeed it is a very minor value, and as a matter of fact, the notion of just compensation recognizes the commodity value and not other values of either space or place. That the courts seldom recognize any values, any symbols assigned to culture and by culture other than commodity is a travesty. That's what you're working against. I do hope, I do wish you success. I think there are avenues that will provide limited success. The avenues I like the most are those expressed in Native will. Let's take it all. Let's be stewards. Let's hold this land in perpetuity. And by Tim Colder, who said, go for it.
Thank you, Joe. Well, thank you all. This has been a good week, and I have learned much, and I hope that goes for all of you. And we will adjourn until Tuesday at 1:15 to begin the international session.
So that's my plan.